Nolte, poll shows 0% of Democrats choose Michael Avenatti as 2020 nominee. By John Nolte on November 13, 2018. Left-wing attorney Michael Avenatti is the choice of zero Democrats as their 2020 presidential nominee, according to a Morning Consult poll. While other earned 3% in this poll of 733 registered Democrats, and some guy named Steve Bullock grabbed 1%, in a field of 20 names, the cable news star and lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels came in dead least at number 20. What's more, nearly a quarter of Democrats, some 21%, said don't know/no opinion over Avenatti. In order to earn 1% in this poll, Avenatti needed the support of only 7 or 8 of those 733 people. The poll's big winners were two very old white guys. Coming in first place, with 26%, is 76-year-old Joe Biden. Coming in second place, with 19%, is 146-year-old Bernie Sanders. In between you will find Beto O'Rourke at 8%, Elizabeth Warren at 5%, Kamala Harris at 4%, and a dozen or so names at 1%. Only four names land at 0%, and among those four, Avenatti is last. Watching the establishment media coverage of Avenatti, you would not think this could be true. Avenatti is practically CNN's mascot, but he is seen and written about all over. A quick search of Google News results in 25 top stories over the last 48 hours about all things Avenatti. Every tweet of his, every threat, utterance, and statement is news and has been for more than a year. Avenatti has also made no secret of the fact he wants to run for president. Nevertheless, despite all this free media hype and publicity, despite all this free media affection and promotion, exactly zero rank-and-file Democrats support Avenatti as their 2020 nominee. My guess is that the rank-and-file have not forgotten just how badly Lex Luthor, mall cop, bungled things last month as Democrats and their media allies sought to personally destroy Brett Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court confirmation process. A number of Democrats blame Avenatti for undercutting their orchestrated smear campaign with his clients wild, and later debunked, claims about Kavanaugh being a serial gang rapist. And now he has been referred by the Senate Judiciary Committee to the Justice Department for possible criminal action. Avenatti is loud and telegenic and knows how to hit the sweet spot for cable news anchors who despise Trump. But between his disastrous personal finances, his belly flop during the consequential Kavanaugh battle, and blowing things so badly with Stormy Daniels that she now owes President Trump money, Democrat voters appear to know a loser when they see one. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.